fasten your seatbelt and get ready for the ride of your life. Yes, this is Coach Lady Dr. P, and I'm back with another episode. The title today for the episode is One Shoe Can Change Your Life. How many of you remember the story about Cinderella? Cinderella. Do everybody remember Cinderella? Yes, Cinderella. You know, our lives can start out like Cinderella. You know, we can be the black sheep, you know, actually in situations and circumstances that we didn't ask for, you know, that we came into the world. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen in your life, but you was hoping for the better, hoping for the best. And sometimes, you know, you can be beat down with life so much, circumstances, things can happen in your life where you start to feel, you know, as though, you know, nothing good can happen for you. Nothing can happen. Nothing can really come out of this. I just can't see it. I don't care what y'all tell me. I don't care how many try to build up my confidence and my faith and whatever. I'm not going to be able to do it. But let me tell you something. Many of us are like Cinderella. You know, Cinderella lost her confidence, you know, but there was something happened in her life. A moment happened in her life that changed everything. See, you know, I look at the Cinderella that probably was slaving and cooking and, you know, set in. But the thing about Cinderella, I remember, is that she was from royalty. She was from royalty, see? And just because she was cooking down in the little den or whatever she was in, you know, in the kitchen, and she was the maid, had became the maid, and she was waiting on everybody else, and it looked like they were royalty. She was actually the one that was royalty. See, I believe that if royalty is in you, you will attract royalty. And so guess what? When you look back at Cinderella's story, think about it. Just think about it. Cinderella, she was discovered in a moment. You know, something magical happened for her in her life. She went out, even though she was afraid, she took a chance and she went out and she got dressed up for a ball and she was put on her best attire and her god, fairy mother, you know, helped her to dress up. She believed in possibility again. Anything was going to be possible for her, you know? And because she took that one step, it changed her life. She went to the ball, danced and danced and enjoyed herself and imagined that the reality of her life was not true. After that, the clock strikes 12 and she's gotta go. She waited a little too soon, too close to the time to leave. And because of that, she almost tripped. And when she caught herself, she had to leave something, of course. She left a shoe. Now, this one shoe changed her life. What in your life is that shoe that you can leave behind and leave a trail to you? Would it be your voice, the way you talk, the way you walk? Can it be your personality? Can it be an undiscovered talent that you don't know nothing about? That you know nothing about? Can you sing? Is it the way you care about people? Are you a very merciful person, compassionate person? Are you a helpmeet? Can you be a great person in this world and make people feel good about themselves, inspire people, accompany people to help them with hospitality, to make sure things go well in their lives, in events, whatever, businesses? Are you a great assistant? You know, some people are just great at doing these things, but they don't see it as really that great. They just say, oh, it's just something I do. That's not true. Everybody has undiscovered talents. Everybody. There's so many more that you don't know nothing about. Not none, I'm telling you. So Cinderella left this one shoe behind. And she ran, and she ran, and she ran. And by the time she got back home, she was back to reality. But she didn't know that that one shoe would change her life. You don't know what in your life is about to change. So I want you to have hope and courage once again. We pick yourself back up. I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care what it feels like. I need you to get back up today. Get back on it. There are times in my life where I just felt like I was making progress. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. You know, and no matter how much you try to push yourself forward, sometimes it's just really hard to get yourself back up. But I'm telling you right now, you do not have to stay where you are. You can get back up and you can start all over again. And you won't lose your plot, your spot. It's just about the way you look at it. Get back up again. Come on, get back up again. Cinderella went back home, and I can just imagine Cinderella sitting in her little room back to her normal self, but she had such beautiful memories of what would have been, what could have been in her life. She held on to that smile, that joyful moment, how wonderful and most awesome she felt, how beautiful she was when everybody else made her feel where she was in her present time and place, where she wasn't worth anything, wasn't worth nothing. I want you to understand something. Your reality is what you say it is. It's not about what the circumstances look like. You may not have enough money right now, but guess what? You've got you. And baby, guess who can make that money? You. If you don't have a problem if you can fix it with an action. You don't have a problem. Fix it with some action. So Cinderella, we go back to Cinderella's story. Are you still on the ride? Are you still on the ride? Okay. Well, Cinderella is in her room. Still imagining. So are you still imagining? Huh? That great thing that could happen, possibly happen to you in your life, could really become, the dream could in your life could become true. So I think about Cinderella. And the king is walking around throughout the town looking for this one woman who could fit this shoe. And see, the thing about it is your DNA is inscribed on your path, your destiny, and for your purpose. No one else can do you like you do. No one can ever shape things like you shape. Nobody can even shake things up like you shake it up. Nobody can't talk like you talk or walk like you walk. You got to understand that it don't matter how many people try to duplicate you. They can try to duplicate you all they want to. But let me tell you, baby, there's only one you, and that's just the way it's going to be. Now listen to me. There are lots of things in this world that will stop you if you let it. But you got to keep on going. You can't quit. You understand? If Cinderella would have just gave up, she could have hid. When the king came and looking, said, can you let me, somebody's trying this shoe. And they was trying to make the shoe fit, didn't fit. She could have went to the back and hid. Said, uh-uh, I'm not even going to get in there. She could have thought about, oh my God, they're going to be so angry with me. They're going to be mad at me. They're going to put me in the dungeon or something. You know, back in the day, I don't know what they were doing back then, but I'm saying she could have been so afraid to still step out and say, yes, I'm her. You cannot be afraid when your time comes, when the light shines on you, when it's time for you to step on your stage and perform and do whatever you were called to do. You cannot be afraid to step out and say, yes, it's me. That's my name. That's who you're looking for. I'm the one you're looking for. See, there are going to be businesses that are looking for you, clients and customers that are looking for you. There's going to be opportunities that's looking for you. And you cannot be afraid to step out on behind the curtains and say, yes, it's me. The next time an opportunity knocks at your door, will you be so afraid that you won't answer? Will you be afraid to hide and keep going behind the scenes and, no, I'm good. Oh, no, I can't go out there. You cannot be afraid. The time is now. One shoe changed Cinderella's life. When the king discovered that she was the one, he slid the shoe on her foot. And because she was the one with the DNA attached to that shoe, she was the one that received what she had always supposed to receive in the first place. Baby, she was royalty. She was royalty to the fullest. You cannot be afraid to accept your true calling, your true divine purpose. You cannot do that. God has designed for you to live the path of an abundant life. When will you jump on board and get ready? Get ready, get ready. I want you to understand something. If there's something in your life that you would like to do, if there's a dream in you that's burning really, really sharp inside and you don't know how to make it stop, if there's a fire in you you can't put out, if there's a purpose in you that's calling your name, I'm going to need you to answer. I'm going to need you to answer today. One shoe can change your life. What is your shoe? This has been the kindest moment from Lady Dr. P. I hope you enjoyed the ride. God bless you. And I'll see you on the next round. Thank you.